people's time, I think I'm going to ask Supervisor Harris if we can take item number 19 up. And I know that there are some people that are going to be here, so as they're hearing this, I would hope that they'll come down. We do have some guests with us, and instead of going into closed session, So Supervisor Harris, you want to? I don't know if you want to do anything with 19, or I'll just have the clerk read item 19, and I'm so much for
that. Item number 19. Sorry. From the Election Commission Administrator, submitting an informational report addressing the resolution adopted by the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council relating to the shift of election programming costs upon municipalities. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
And I apologize. I know I wanted it to be respectful. We've got the mayor here. We've got a couple of council members from Franklin, but one guy's got an office in this building, so he can stay here. But we also have, as I said, the city clerk, Sandy Wesolowski. And I'm trying to buy us some time because I believe that there is some other people coming. Attorney Carroll from the Corporation Counsel's Office has worked on this. And this way, when we finish this item, then we can go back into closed session and you all can go to your respective jobs and stuff. So, and I don't see Carol yet, so, but you can sort of pinch it for a while. Okay. So, the item before us was kind of generated via the ICC, via a resolution dealing with, in essence, election costs. Okay, and I know that it was an agenda item. The ICC did have a resolution that's been part of your packets. Let me look to Milwaukee County's people first, and I'll have both of you introduce yourselves.
Deva Catalina, Administrator of the Election Commission.
I'm Deva Sartori. I'm one of the three Milwaukee County Election Commissioners.
Thank you, and welcome. Why don't I look to both of you first to get us started? We do have some people from the audience that would also like to speak, but let me look to either David or to Lisa, I know, to get us started.
Well, this all started, we were taking a closer look at the election cost responsibility when one of the municipal clerks had questioned an invoice a couple years ago about what costs they should be responsible for, and we should be responsible for. And when we looked at the costs in the that the JV had generated, it looked like the municipalities should be responsible for all polling site related costs, including the printing of the poll books and the hiring of the poll workers, the wages of the poll workers, the equipment, anything associated with the equipment. The programming of the equipment is associated with the equipment directly. And that's something we have no control over as far as the type or the number of machines. We have some municipalities that have up to four machines at one polling place. And some have extra memory packs programmed. Something that's out of our control that the county is responsible to pay those costs. And so when we looked at that, you know, we made the decision to change our policy on that, and we did give advance notice to municipalities.
And I'm sorry, when did that take place?
That was towards the end of 2011, you know, for effective this year.
Okay. Mr. Commissioner, any comments or thoughts from you?
Well, I have read the resolution, and I'm a little concerned with some of the wordsmithing of that resolution.
Okay.
It refers specifically to the Board of Election Commissioners made such and such a decision.
Yes.
And that's not correct. It may have been a decision made by other entities in county government, but to my knowledge, the Milwaukee County Board of Election Commissioners were not involved in this, and as a matter of fact, I did not know anything about this until Lisa shared a photocopy of the resolution with me. And that's just the full, I wouldn't say I miffed about it. I would say that the wordsmithing of the resolution is something that I'm not real happy with.
Okay, that's fair. Thank you. I would like to recognize Attorney James Carroll. Mr. Carroll, if you could bring your chair up. I know that Mr. Carroll is part of Milwaukee County's Corporation Council, one of our new attorneys, and this is one of his assignments. And I know that, Attorney Carroll, you've spent a lot of time looking at legalities, and it comes down to, who owes what or who needs to pay whatever. And if I could hear from you first, and then we will go to our audience.
Certainly. Good morning. I think this issue, while in some ways a complex one, can be summarized hopefully fairly simply. There is a disagreement between the Government Accountability Board's position on this matter and the position that county has taken. Essentially, the GAB for some time has been of the opinion that these election programming costs should be prorated between the county and the municipalities within that county. It is my opinion, based on the research that I've done and review of the statutes, that the GAB's position is... Well, we disagree with the GAB's position. however, as Attorney Grady and I were discussing yesterday when talking about this issue, if the county maintains the position that prorating is inappropriate and that the municipality should be responsible entirely for these programming costs, we may face a difficult road in the event that litigation occurs at some point, because there is this GAB opinion that contradicts ours. And I think to try to summarize what the legal argument is, I think it really boils down to whether one looks at the programming costs as an aspect of the voting machines or of the ballots. And the GAB's position is essentially that it's a ballot issue, because the machines need to be reprogrammed for each set of ballots at each election, and that therefore ballot issues are to be prorated. And I think that's that latter point is correct. If it's a ballot issue, prorating is appropriate. The interpretation that we've taken is that it is a voting machine issue. And if that interpretation is correct, then I think that prorating is not appropriate. So there is, I guess, as Mark Grady and I discussed yesterday, there are valid arguments to be made on both sides. The most significant factor weighing against us is that the GAB does have this relatively long-standing position contrary to ours.
Very good. Okay. I don't know if Lisa or if David have anything else that they would like to add. I know that you've worked closely with Attorney Carroll. I was in receipt of a couple of correspondences. One was from, I think, the assistant clerk from West Dallas that I shared with you late yesterday afternoon, Attorney Carroll. And then I also received a correspondence from the Franklin City Attorney, a gentleman by the name of Jesse Wasilowski. I know that you have got that in your possession. So I'm going to ask the three of you if you could step back, and I'm going to bring up both Mayor Taylor and Franklin City Clerk Sandy Wasilowski to, in essence, hear their side.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm here as the mayor of Franklin, but I'm really here as the chairman of the ICC.
Yes.
And the resolution was passed unanimously. We just checked the records, although the county executive did leave before that motion was taken. So
he is not on record of voting for this? Is that what
correct,
you're saying?
Correct, yeah. Oh, we just checked the...
Okay. And who's the young lady next to you?
This is the world's famous best municipal clerk in the world, Sandy Wesolowski.
Sandy Wesolowski.
Well,
very good. Obviously, there are people that are listening on their squawk boxes or whatever, and people that are watching on their computers, so we got a name to a face. So welcome, both of you. So,
I'll just start by saying that Mayor Nitzke, who you know very well, drafted the resolution. I think the resolution basically speaks for itself. It's pretty clear. I would address the commissioner's concern about the wording in there affecting the commissioners. If that's what happened, that's probably because that's the direction that some of the city clerks received, that it was the commissioners that made the decision. I'm only going to say one thing because the resolution is very clear. We did have 19 municipalities involved in this. All of the municipal clerks, as far as I know, are very concerned about what occurred here. Speaking in labor relations talk, you have a past practice, long-standing practice. Is it binding past practice? No. Is it an administration thing? Yes. Is it perceived by the municipalities that it's the election commission? Probably not. I think they view it as Milwaukee County shifting the costs that they had absorbed in the past over to the municipalities simply because of an interpretation. Sandy can talk more about this, but to my knowledge, I don't know that there were any public hearings or that the policymakers of Milwaukee County actually weighed in on this issue. This may have just been a administration decision. Administration sought a corp council opinion and decided to stop the long-standing practice. Obviously, all the municipal clerks, mayors, aldermen, all of them are very, very surprised by that action. We have lots and lots of practices in place between the municipalities and Milwaukee County. Probably a lot of them we don't even know about. You know, can we stop them because we can? Sure. Is it the right thing to do? No. So it definitely, no, without having some discussion or listening sessions or something of that nature.
Sure.
And one more time, before I turn it over to Sandy, I just want to comment that on Monday, I think the mayors, village presidents, county board supervisors are going to enjoy milk and cookies at South Shore Park. The chairman of the board, county executive, are hosting the ICC meeting.
Really?
My personal opinion is the relationship between the municipalities and the county board, at least from what I'm hearing from the elected officials, has gotten much, much better. And I think a lot of that has to do with the chairwoman and how she presents herself at the ICC meetings.
That's nice to hear, Mr. Mayor. Are you baking for that meeting?
I am.
Okay, good.
I'll put the big X's on it so you can avoid them.
Wow. I'll speak for myself. I actually had not heard about that. Oh. It's this coming Monday?
Yes.
The 10th?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Did anybody else hear that?
No.
Oh, you did, Jerry.
I did.
Okay.
You're there.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm bringing a meat plate. So it's,
I'm sorry?
I'm bringing a meat plate.
As you should, yes. And Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's finest cheese. So I'm sorry.
Thank you,
Sandy.
Mr. Chair and supervisors. My purpose here is just to advise the committee of an opinion that the GAB, the Government Accountability Board, has from 1994, and it sounds as if Attorney Carroll has already either discussed that with the Government Accountability Board or been advised of that. And that is really what the municipal clerks and the municipalities have been had their teeth sunk into for proration of costs for programming and other associated costs. So I guess we're just bringing that to the board's attention, hoping that that you wouldn't begin any collection efforts today to to get that until all the matters are resolved between Corp Counsel, municipal attorneys, the ICC resolution, and the GAB opinions.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think one of the things that we're kind of skipping over, whether or not, well, there's a couple main issues. One is that it's not our decision on how many voting machines are at a polling place, yet we're being asked to pay for a portion of that program. And absent some type of agreement that there'll at least be a minimal standard or a cap on how many, you know, it's pretty open-ended. And that leads to, you know, that wouldn't be a problem if programming costs were just a few cents. Then have as many voting machines as you want. But the huge thing, and this is across the country, and there's been some very dramatic changes that have not been made public in the state of Wisconsin about these private corporations that we now have to deal with that are in charge of these programs. That, you know, these are not government entities that own these counting software program stuff. And I think that is what's, you know, they're asking these absurd amount of money to program, you know, a ballot machine that is basically a low-tech technology machine. And when you do have multiple elections in a year, it gets extremely expensive. So I think that the solution of this problem, really, if everybody got together and developed our own program and cut out the private side of this. I mean, we have a countywide IMSD department that we spend, you know, millions of dollars on that I don't understand, and all the municipalities have their different IT people, why we could not come up with a solution. The problem, you know, is not that we can't sit down. It is the cost will always escalate with these private companies. And that is what I think we ought to focus on is with some of our IT initiatives that we've done with multiple other counties and different municipalities to address you know, some of these things, because that's what really drives it, is these private corporations charge an extreme amount of money to do what would be a very simple technological fee.
Okay, thank you. Sandy?
And I would like to address part of that in agreement that in the city of Franklin for this prior election, because we have three county supervisors, we have split school districts, we have split Senate districts, we have split assembly districts. So for the past election, we happen to be a municipality that had 32 different ballot styles. I am not one of the municipalities who has more than one memory pack at a location. I do not have more than one machine. I think we administer it. I have to knock on wood. Administer it with integrity and transparency. And I'm only speaking for myself on this, but I believe that the city of Franklin would be in agreement to a proration where there would be a cap on per machine or per memory device, because I was not aware until speaking with the administrator of the election commission that there were municipalities that were doing that. The other thing is, I kind of want to reassure you on the private vendor aspect that, and I'm a member of the United States Election Assistance Commission. I'm the vice chair of the Board of Standards, and the equipment and the vendors all need to be federally certified and then are state certified. So the vendors with the machines are not just people that come out of the woodwork. They do go through a several-year process, which is very rigorous with the equipment. And I know the city of Milwaukee does their own programming, and at one point several years ago, I've been in Franklin for 28 years, and I know at one point when we went to the electronic equipment, the Milwaukee County was talking about at one point having a position that would do specific election burning of these memory packs, and I think that kind of fizzled out quite a few years ago, but I know that the municipalities would be willing to work as long as there was a continuation of the proration.
Anybody else? I guess what I'd like to know is when did this all start, that this became an issue, this, as far as this billing and everything?
It's been a busy election year, but following, the state does have a requirement that we have to provide our election costs within a 30-day period of an election. And following the, I'm going to say, the April election, we received an email from Suzette Emmer, who is the deputy administrator, and the municipal clerks just about fell off their chairs, because instead of our programming costs being $300 as they were in April of 2010, we received a bill for $19,000 just for that line item. And that was the case in other municipalities throughout Milwaukee County, so everybody was affected by it except for the city of Milwaukee. And then discussion came about, well, when did we know about this? And I believe it was some line in a very lengthy email that was submitted in late November, early December of 2011 that said, and, you know, we're probably not going to be picking up the costs, which was from the county. So it was just a policy or a policy change that went into effect at the beginning of this year.
Okay. Now, this is an informational item, but I would like to get some kind of closure, not maybe all of the definitive answers today, but this is important enough that we need to figure out whether we're going to fish or we're going to cut bait. And I've heard some good ideas. Attorney Carroll, I don't know where your thought process is on where we go from here. Okay, I would like to at least have some kind of roadmap that everybody knows what page that we're on. And does it make sense to convene, in essence, a task force interested city clerks and our elections people, along with yourself, maybe? I don't know if this is going to be solved for 2012. Do we want to, you know, maybe just come up with some figure and say this is what it is, and if you have, you know, more machines, que sera, you're going to have to pay for them. I guess I'm throwing things out here, and I'm looking for some kind of roadmap. Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, yeah, I think we all are. I mean, this is something, I mean, I did hear from Clerk Lautosa, guys from West Dallas, or some from Greenfield. I mean, when you go from 300 to 19,000, that's quite a shock, obviously. And the realization, I maybe hear from Ms. Emmer, who's here now, but, you know, how this came up again and what costs, I mean, you know, how much were our costs? Have our costs gone up dramatically, too? I mean, how many special elections have there been? So how are we trying to finance this? And, of course, you know, we always look askance on, we've done many things in the past where all of a sudden, you know, we've doubled costs for people because, well, wait, you know, this is kind of sudden news to do something like that so dramatically. We've got to give a little more time to absorb this because, you know, I know I'm a taxpayer in Wauwatosa, too, so I'm concerned about costs going up there, obviously, too. And want to be fair to the county. So maybe we could hear from, you know, what was the genesis of it again? I want a little more background or, you know, because we didn't have enough in the budget, so we had to throw the cost to municipalities. I mean, it wasn't in statute, but, you know, this way we've been doing it, that our costs have gone dramatically up in the last couple of years, and, you know, we have to share more, but it seems to throw shifting everything back to the municipalities seems, you know, we're all rooms in municipalities seems a little quick, so maybe I need a little more background, and I would ask that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, well, and Ms. Emmer, I know that you had another commitment, but you are with us, and you missed most of the discussion, but would you be able to address Supervisor Schmidt's question?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. And why don't you, for the record, say who you are, please?
I'm Suzette Emmer, Deputy Administrator of the Milwaukee County Election Commission. How this all came to be is in 2011, I sent out the prorated invoices, as I usually did. And in early fall, one of the municipal clerks, one of the larger municipalities, sent back her invoice with items crossed out that she didn't feel she had to pay for. She actually charged us for printing her poll books, which had never been the case, had never even been a whisper of a possibility. And what it ended up is, instead of her owing us thousands of dollars, we would have ended up owing her money. And so then at that point is when I got John Jorgensen involved. So I looked at the supply or the election cost worksheet from GAB, the Government Accountability Board, and I sent the three most expensive items, which said can be prorated, may be prorated, to him, asking his opinion. And those were the last voter slips, which are the pink slips that you're handed when you're giving your ballot. Those are very expensive. The poll book printing and the programming. He sent back an email voicing his opinion where he thought we should have nothing to do with the programming costs. That was totally the municipality's responsibility. He considered it part of setting up their poll site, maintenance of their machines, getting their machines ready to vote, which is in one of the statutes that I'm sure Attorney Carroll addressed. So then, before I sent out the spring invoices, I knew John Jorgensen had left, so I contacted Kimberly and Molly in Corporation Counsel and asked if they stood behind John Jorgensen's opinion, and they both said yes. So then I proceeded to invoice the municipalities for the programming. And as of today, on the spring invoices, there are 7 municipalities who have not paid. 5 of them have not paid anything on their invoices, and 2 of them have paid their invoices minus the programming cost.
Okay, that answers your question.
And I can tell you what happened before. Past practice was to prorate the programming based on the number of contests you had on the ballot.
So we did prorate, like we said, it's been kind of the tradition to do it, and it's the ballot versus machine thing that we were told about. But GAB has a different perspective, and that puts us kind of behind the ball a bit, as Attorney told us. So what are our extra costs? I mean, so were we getting more costs because municipalities were doing, I mean, we were paying for all this stuff, or prorating all this stuff beforehand, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what is our extra cost, did we figure? I mean, what are we... do we have 19,000 more extra costs with Franklin than we didn't have before? We just prorated it. How much more cost do we have if, you know, we would
We did the prorating?
Yes.
Out of their 19.
We've been doing it all along for all these years.
We would probably for spring. We would have the lion's share of that cost.
When we did our budget this year, did we presume we're going to get more money from the municipalities, or how did we budget?
I'm not involved in the budget for our department. Lisa Wayne is the administrator.
I think that's a kind of an important question about budgeting
and
where we are.
She's coming up.
I'd like to ask that too.
Sure.
Another thing I feel is relevant is we are now paying all of the publishing costs. When the city of Milwaukee's aldermen decided that they did not have to publish in any of the small newspapers, we brought that to the board, and the board said that we needed to continue that. So our publishing costs have almost doubled because they don't share the cost anymore. So costs shifted around. The city of Milwaukee, that is the bulk.
Yeah,
all of the municipalities combined are only a little over 2,000 per election. The city of Milwaukee is 10,000-18,000 sometimes.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Yeah, the question is in budgeting here. I mean, when this came up, or you know, how much more we figure? Okay, we know what our costs were prorating all these years. So this came out, and we had, you know, the one clerk brought this up, so he reevaluated the situation and said, well, we're paying maybe too much for some of these things or the programming. Did we figure out what our actual cost would be if, and did we put enough in the budget this year to cover those costs if this wouldn't have gone through?
Okay, well, when this came up, our budget was already adopted for 2012, okay, which included the prorating to cover the cost. But we never have enough money to cover all the costs because the costs increase because these vendors are specialized and they basically can charge us whatever they want. And the costs go up considerably each year. So we usually end up having to ask for extra money to cover the rising election costs, and plus we had the additional elections, the recall elections, too, which we're not allowed to budget for extra elections.
But you come to us and ask us for money
for
the extra elections.
Yes, definitely.
So, I mean, yeah, I know I'm asking questions that, you know, I think we need to ask, but I don't see how we're solving this today either. But I guess my suggestion would be, I mean, there was a memo that went out, and there's discrepancies, and there's GAB, and there's our attorney. I think, you know, it's very wise to try to sit down, and I think the cap is, you know, we always make mistakes by putting caps on things, by the way. We learned that hard lesson. So I think maybe some cap to protect us. I mean, we're dual roles here. We're trying to represent our municipalities and, of course, do right by the county, too. So, I mean, I want to see you both done correctly. So I think there's some legwork here yet to be done, and I mean, I know this is, and I respect the ICC and all of them coming together. You know, they come from a certain perspective. I understand for their budgets they're getting 19,000 more. I mean, you know, I would object too, of course. Okay, especially without very much notice, even though, you know, they did this. So I think more notice has to be given. I think we need to, you know, get the people together in the room, like you said, Supervisor or Mr. Chairman, and. If that's an action we could take, I would be in favor of that. Thank you.
We'll come back to you. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, again, along the same lines, I suppose the problem here is the abrupt departure from past practice without debate, without notice, without hearings. And it seems what we need here is a vehicle that will put reasonable minds around a table and come to a reasoned compromise about what's best, you know, in our mutual interest. So, you know, perhaps what we need here is, I mean, this is informational, but we need to identify that vehicle. It may be the ICC. It may be.
Supervisor Weishan.
I just find it actually quite amusing that some of the, you know, municipalities that continuously send people to Madison that talk about cutting government and cutting taxes and all this kind of stuff. What do you think it ends up at? You know, it gets pushed. First the state cuts the counties and the city governments, and then the county, we cut, you know, our services. This is where the ball rolls downhill. The fact is that if we got, you know, millions and millions more in shared revenue from the state of Wisconsin, we would not be passing these costs down to the municipalities. That's why, you know, we would traditionally pick up these costs. But eventually, you keep on putting pressure, and then, you know, it comes out that, guess what? Things finally come home to roost. And, okay, you get a bill for $19,000 because your state assembly person or state senator who went to Madison and created the Government Accountability Board and created all these rules decided that you were going to pay for it, but they didn't want to tell you that. So, you know, eventually, if you want something, you got to pay for it. And, you know, this is just, unfortunately, the way the system works and how things eventually end up sliding down where somebody's got to pay for it. And, you know, maybe they should think of that when they have their conversations with their state assembly people, and maybe the state should be funding these things. And, like I said, we should cut out these private vendors that are gouging municipalities, the whole democracy.
Okay. I guess where I'm coming from is that we are in the last month of the year, and I am sure that January 1 starts a new fiscal year, calendar year, for not only us, but for all the municipalities. And it would seem to me that somehow, some way, we have to put 2012 to bed for their numbers and for our numbers. Now, I don't have the magic ball or the magic wand or whatever, but I heard Supervisor Broderick talk about a compromise. I would like to see if we can find out with our people and with representatives of the municipal clerks or the ICC. I think the very least we got to put 2012 to bed and find some kind of compromise. We're not going to decide today that it's going to be this way or that way, but then I'm going to ask that. So number one, the one action step. And I probably should pass the gavel, so okay. I better do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a good idea, sir.
So.
Go ahead.
Feel free to
but you don't remember.
I know.
Well, okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess what I want, we got to get some answers here. We're coming into another election cycle with the spring elections and you know then the fall elections and that kind of stuff. And I don't want to have this he said, she said stuff, and you owe this, and no, we don't. And there's got to be some firmness, some lines drawn in the sand that says this is what it's going to be. Now, I don't have those answers right now. And I guess what I'm asking is two part. Number one is our people and the municipalities find a way to make 2012 whole, okay? And, you know, if, you know, obviously our elections commission comes to the finance committee and asks for money on a contingency or whatever. I'm not advocating, but obviously we've done that. But number one, I want to put 2012 to bed, okay? Number two is that I want then definition, some way, one way or another, that this is the way from now until the end of time or whatever, until we need to revisit this, that this is the way the billing's going to be, okay? That there's no, I can understand the total frustration amongst everybody, and let's face it, we're all taxpayers. We all pay county taxes. We all pay our municipality taxes. You know, so let's face it, people are going to get it one way or another, all right? So, I mean, it's not like we're saving somebody or whatever. I mean, it comes down to the taxpayer. But what bothers me is this unknown, this sense that, you know, this is the way it's going to be, and people making decisions and whether or not it's happened in public or private or whatever, I'm saying, okay, we're going to put this to bed, and I would like by the February meeting, and if I can look to Lisa and Attorney Carroll and somebody from the ICC, Mayor Taylor, if you could maybe designate a representative and a representative from the municipal clerks. I don't know if they have an association, but... set up some meetings and let's put some parameters down, and let's say by February of 2013 we're going to have the template that this is what we're going to do. So that is my action. Because it's information, I don't know, can I how does that work?
It sort of sounds like a referral of staff or not staff to the Corporation Council and the Election Commission.
Okay. And that's I can do that because this is an informational item?
It's informational unless I'm
the That's the way it's taken action.
All right. So I'm going to make that as a referral to those people. Okay? And that's my motion. Yes, Jennifer.
Mr. Chairman, just to be clear that while the board meeting is in February, this committee meets in January. So I didn't know if you wanted to.
Well, we can at least get an update. I would think that... can't be a whole lot of mystery to all this, right?
Okay. Anyone else want to speak on the item?
So, why don't you ask Clerk if she understood what I just did?
Madam Clerk, do you understand what he just did?
Yes, he requested information. He has requested that the Election Commission, Corporation Council, a member from the ICC and a municipal clerk representative set up meetings to discuss and set parameters. so that there is a template in place, and he would like this information in January.
And I don't know if I heard, putting to bed 2012 through some kind of process so that everybody can, in essence, close their books at the end of the year.
Got it. All right. Thank you.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
So in regards to the template, does that mean a discussion as to what to do about the recall and fall elections as far as invoicing? Because we're kind of in limbo right now.
Well, I would hope that those are aberrations versus the norm. Obviously that was very unusual, and I know that we've had recalls on the county board. I think that that's a very fair question, Ms. Emmer, and I would ask that in your discussions that maybe there could be some kind of paragraph that does state if there's a recall. Okay, you hope those aren't going to be the norm, but obviously they're going to probably still happen. So,
right.
I'm sorry.
Exactly right, yeah. But we hope they don't happen.
I know.
But that doesn't really answer the question as to whether I should continue invoicing, because we do have an August primary and a November presidential that invoices have not been prepared for.
Okay, for 2012, I guess maybe I wasn't clear.
Okay.
All right. I don't know how you're going to do it, all right, but I want some kind of compromise that, they pay something, we pay something, and we put 2012 to bed, all right? I know it's recalls and the big recall in the governor's race and then all of the general stuff in November. And so, I'm expecting you to come for finance out of contingency. It's been done in the past. I'm not, running the banner out and say, please do that. Obviously, there's got to be some onus on municipalities. But the bottom line is that the taxpayer pays the whole thing anyways. So let's come to some fair compromise for the county and for the municipalities for 2012, and then let's see if we can avoid the situation. Okay?
Looks like we have quite a few people who have comments to make, and I saw Ms. Wisolowski. Did you raise your hand? You had a comment or something?
No, that was the mayor.
The mayor's hand? Okay.
Just a request that I ask that Lisa be the point person to contact Sandy, and then we can start to set
them. Okay. All right. Looks like we're recording that. All right. And Mr. Mansky.
I have a possible suggestion for 2012. Is that the Election Commission would bill the same way as they had done the prior year, with the understanding that all the municipalities would pay based upon the same basis of the prior year. However, during the discussions that they would have, they would talk about the billings related to 2012, and if they can come to some agreement regarding the billings for 2012 and going forward, then that would be billed to the municipalities over a period of time over the future years. But then you can put 2012 to bed. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee County, in essence, would have a higher cost as a result of that, because they would not get the additional revenue for that for 2012. So Milwaukee County would have to take a hit for 2012. But many of the municipalities didn't budget for this either for the year. But if they can work out a compromise going forward, then they can get a reimbursement in the future for that from future budget years from this. And I can let them discuss that as proposal, but my suggestion would be is that they would bill the same way as they had done in the past for 2012. And if they can come to a compromise, then they would get additional billings for future years when these municipalities can budget for this amount.
Thank you.
Just as a suggestion.
Thank you.
You can come to the table.
Now I do want to speak.
Okay.
And that's all well and good, except that still doesn't address the Government Accountability Board's legal opinion from 1994, which talks about proration of the costs. So it'd be good for 2012, but if we're going to be billed in the future, to me that defeats the purpose of that opinion. So I just wanted to...
Thank you for your comments. All right, I think we put this item to bed, as my colleague would say. And that was informational only, or is there a motion?
We had a motion.
We had a motion to refer, right? Okay, so let's vote on the motion to refer. And if I can have the clerk please read the motion, and we can then take a vote.
The motion was to refer this item to the Election Commission, Corporation Council, ICC representative, municipal clerk representative to find a way to make 2012 whole, to come up with a definition from now moving forward pertaining to billing and setting the parameters to ensure that there's a template in place. Supervisors Harris. Supervisor Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes.
And at this time, I'm going to give this back to my chairperson to...
And I will call on you to get us into closed session. Let me say thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Ken.